you to your right, though you might sing it wrong. A song about a man called Otto Wood. He can't tell you all, but I wish I could. He stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day, and then he had a quarrel with the clerk, they say. He pulled out a pistol, struck him fatal blows, and this is the way the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Well, they spread the news as fast as they could, and the sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. The jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed sentence to the penitentiary. Yes, they put him in the pen, but it done no good. It wouldn't hold a man called Otto Wood. It wasn't very long till he slipped outside, put a gun on the guard and said, take me for a ride. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Second time they caught him was away out west, and a whole of gang he was shot in the breast. They brought him back, and when he got well, they locked him down in a dungeon cell. He was a man that would not run, and he always carried a 44 gun. He loved the women and he hated law, and it just didn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Yes, he rambled out west and he rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town. And they said, Otto, step to the way, for we've been expecting you every day. Well, then he pulled out his gun and then he said, just make a crooked move and you both fall dead. You better crank up your car and take me out of town. But a few minutes later, he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
Jimmie Rodgers is his music is very much a favorite of Doc Watson's, and I've been asked many times, who's your favorite musician or singer in traditional and country music? And I said, well, I don't know. Old Jim would have to be up in the top line of names if he had a yay long lines, you know, but I wouldn't know who to say would be the favorite. I'm going to do a couple of Jimmie Rodgers songs, a blues, and then I'm going to do another one for Quichlow. He wanted me to repeat one I did last night. He's done some mighty fine guitar work for me and Merle and a lot of other folks over the years. He even did something to T. Michael's bass last night, didn't he?
What'd he do to it?
Put a screw in it.
Put a screw
in it, huh?
Delicate work.
See, old T plays it too hard. He stripped the threads out of there, and Quichlow had to fix it.